Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Welcome, Neil. If we go through all the things that pleased you, I imagine we'll be here for quite a long time. Yeah. But what, apart from the scoreline, what pleased you most of all?
Probably the lads doing a bit of running at the end of the game. Now just shows the attitude and the endeavour that you need to get into this team. The collection, the connectivity, the togetherness, you know, over the course of pre-season, and knowing James, the pressure that was going into today's game. You know, let's not kid ourselves. Although there were 7 new debutants, it was all about winning the first game of the season in 12 years, is it? So, loads of pressure, but the lads have responded well and come through it.
Obviously lots of players that we could talk about. We edged the man of the match to Tiam on the right side. Obviously, great defender, great tackler, but his forward play, I mean, he likes to showboat a bit, but is a great find.
So I've known Czech for years, watched him come through the ranks at Fleetwood, know that he got his pro deal. Simon Wiles, who used to be my assistant manager, who's now at Salford, you know, has brought Czech up, and the minute he came available, there was only one place he was coming, and you know, you can see the type of players we're bringing in. Czech, Tiam, Lewis Coulson, both first-year pros at Fleetwood and Preston North End last year, and all of a sudden they're applying the trade now at Broadhurst Park. So, yeah, Czech did well. I thought Donoghue dropped into about gear 29 with 20 minutes to go. I don't know where he gets the energy from, but he does. But, listen, they had a 20-minute spell where we had to, you know, it was backs against the wall, a couple of good saves by Pat. Thought our line of Charlie Oliver and Jan was exceptional, but we dealt with it. You know, and I talk about this, you know, we've just won first game in 12 years. They haven't lost a game in 37 league games. They've scored 100-odd goals. We've got a marksman who scored in every game bar two, I think, last season. And we've kept them quiet, so we've got to be happy with that day's work. But, like I said, it's only game one.
Was the second half, once you had the 2-0 lead, a bit of game management?
Yeah. I mean, people want to play over-attacking football and get your wingers on, but we just thought they'll come out. We knew they'd go with a second centre-forward, so it was important that we dropped our shape slightly. And we did that. You know, we did it. And then we knew that on the counter-attack we can hit him, and Velardo, one chance, one goal, that's what he does. And all in all, a good day's work. But just pleased with... I'm just pleased to be up and running, to be honest. Just pleased.
Yeah, yeah. You alluded to defence. I thought that some of the positioning was just so... I mean, Palinkas, well, both of them at the centre-back and all back four were just reading the game so well. Did you feel that was
true? And we're so high. You know, I was clipping the game in the Premier League last season and sending it to the lads and saying, look how high, you know, City's back line is. Look how what the press is like. What about not getting bored of the football? Send it to the lads. And they, like, we're not Man City, but they try and replicate what we take on board. It's the same. There's a lot of work that goes in behind the scenes. And today, you know, right from number one, right through to the lads who've come on, the lads who haven't got changed, the lads who haven't got the pitch, everyone's bought into it. And it's the first game of the season. We can't get carried away. We've got a really tough game now in Marine, haven't we? But, you know, I'm going to Marine now, or we're going to Marine now with a win. You know, looking at the table, I don't know what the results have gone like, but we've won. We can all take care of ourselves, and now let's get cracking.
So, yeah, let's look ahead. Jones and Hall, etc., they're going to have to battle for those shirts, aren't they?
Yeah, of course they are. I mean, I'll tell the listeners, you know, even if Curtis Jones was fit today, wasn't getting the shirt off Palinkas. Curtis knows that. He's got a fight on his hands. Lewis Coulson, Guy Hall, they have a wrestle over it. Pavan Cech. The five of them midfield are going to have a wrestle with. Dent McLaughlin's got no minutes today. Keane's got no minutes in the wide area, you know, and Dante's coming back as well. So we've just got to keep everyone fresh. And I think it helps when you win. You know, when you win, people want to stick around. If you lose and you're not getting in, maybe it's a little bit different. But you like Keegan Hartley, you like Pav, who dropped out today. If they're patient, I'm sure they'll get minutes. You know, we've lost to, you know, young Elliott's come off with a dead leg today. We don't know how he'll settle down. We might have to throw Keegs into the squad Tuesday. It is what it is. And we'll just keep rotating it as we feel fit, but we've got a good squad, and hopefully we can keep that squad together.
Two games coming up in the week. You've got Marine. What sort of fare do you expect there?
Well, I think they've spent really wisely in the summer, and they have got money. They've reinvested the FA Cup money from Tottenham into the front four in particular. You know, Masumpa on one side, Darius Asai, and Shields on the other side, Finn Sinclair Smith, Sol Solomon in the 10, Will Russ who's gone in. So the front line, the front five is very expensive and this year. And then they've got Doyle in at centre half, you know, from Southport. So they're going to be a good side. Like I said, I don't know how they've gone on today, but we'll go there and we'll play our way, and they'll play their way, and hopefully come down the 90 minutes we've got another, you know, good result. If we can go to Marine and get a point, everyone will go, can we get three? We can go and get a point, we're a great start, and then we're off and running. But the thing is, for me, James, without looking too far ahead, the important one was for today. We'll get round each other tomorrow, we'll plan things on Monday, and then we'll go on Tuesday. But it must just be, I think, for everybody. I haven't been here as long as, you know, people have, and they haven't seen an opening day win for however long. And, you know, we thought we were going to get last year against Atherton, we did it. We're up against it today with a fantastic side, but we've gone and done it, and that's got to breed confidence throughout the whole club. But today's win, James, caps off a fantastic summer for the football club. The work that's gone on, the togetherness, the work that people aren't seeing, that's being driven from, like, the likes of the commercial committee, the staff, the volunteers, everybody. There's a real togetherness here, there's a real desire to go and do well, and if we stick together, if we don't find pockets of disgruntlement and we stick together, now we've had enough of that, we can together achieve something, and that's a thanks, but it's also a let's get our sleeves up and not be complacent. Let's keep our foot down and keep going.
When you were talking about Marine, it made it sound like an FC Old Boys 11 that was playing.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Congratulations, Neil. And you were very generous to me in the week. You allowed me to come to Thursday training session, and even very generous to let me observe your end of pre-season talk, which I thought was very good, and I thought it worked. I thought it played its part in what happened today. Congratulations to you. You're the first manager since Carl Marginson to win the first game of the season.
James. Thank you very much, and thanks to everyone for listening. Cheers.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.